When I first met you, you were in the middle. I was just past the crest. Although it is like me to think so. Either way, somewhere around that point in time, we both descended. In the arc of it, you came down much faster. I think I might have been frozen at 75 for a few years. But still, we landed here, clear eye to clear eye. You might not know that when I first met you, I thought you were full of yourself. Your inclusive exclusivity was so irritating. Maybe because it was like hearing my own voice on a tape recorder in the future. So obvious. Come on, give me a break. Who couldn't think that way? Don't claim to be what's next when I'm in the audience already thinking what's next. But then, like three planets in orbit, everything turned and faced a new way. I would have forgotten all about that if we'd never met again. But we did. And this next time was actually the first time I met you, because we recognized each other. So much so that I completely forgot about that retarded first meeting until just now. Five rotations later, which seems like 20 years, it was actually only six. The second and one half time I talked with you, it was because you came to mind. The third time I met with you, you were so able to verbalize my own experience that I felt high for days, high and full of hope, hopefulness, in a new way, in a tangible way. It was the first time I understood the meaning of experience, the relationship of time to understanding. I remembered that for 20 years, the last part of which I had known of your existence, you had traveled in a single pod spacecraft. Different than an explorer, you had traveled slowly, with only one destination, observation. No, maybe two. Observation, connection. The fourth time I met you, you were in the middle of spending days with someone who had traveled a different but similar path and had done so for 30 years longer than you. We talked about disintegration and about what it is to contrive. I was reminded, in just the right way, of where and how I first learned to contrive, where this was cultivated in me, and how I wish to remove this behavior from my being completely. And I was reminded that it may take as many years to unlearn as it does to learn and not to take that for granted. Then the last time we met was by accident, but not really, because it was the ripple effect of your earlier day. And this meeting would provide me with an important element of understanding, one I'm grateful for, because it has been a question. That being of the existence of an ability to consciously diffuse anger, to pass through what is a residual anger, the echo of a belief in dominance, superiority, control. I relayed that in fact this question seemed to have somewhat answered itself, and you pointed out it dissipates. In its final frustration, anger is disrooted, unable to justify itself. It has no core and is now the asteroid hitting at random. No control from where, no control to where, ultimately transforming into nothingness whenever it strikes. And this was what happened to me 3 times since I've been here, 4 and more if I count my whole life, and what has happened to many who were not there at the first confrontation. So, blindsided by asteroids, we had not met in our lifetime with those who had experienced this firsthand in their lifetime, to appreciate the value of their chronology, to gain the wisdom of their experience. We would, of course, in our lifetime be struck, if only because we did not realize the dissipation of anger across time.